This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Oil prices are falling again this week. That's 7 weeks in a row. Unfortunately, if you fly a lot, airfares don't seem to be coming down with them. This is one problem if you fly a lot on business. It's more of a burden for your company. It's quite different if you have to fly a lot for family reasons. Joel Rising lives in Mount Lebanon, Pennsylvania, that's near Pittsburgh. His daughters, Macy and Zoe, live with their mother in Temecula, California. Letty Rising and Joel are divorced. Joel Rising, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you.
What's going on with your flights across the country to keep up with your daughters? How often do you go out to see them?
I go out to see them about six times a year, and they come out here to see me about four times a year. So we're flying almost once a month.
And what has happened in the last 18 months on these airfares?
Well, the airfares generally have gone up, seems like, 10 to 20%. But what's worse are the fees or the airfares at the worst times. Unaccompanied minor fees have gone up. Baggage fees are starting to go up. They're starting to charge for, you know, even sodas on the airplane. And we're sort of forced to pay all of those fees because of our situation.
What happened at Christmas last year?
I paid almost $2,000 to get them here to spend 10 days with me.
$2,000?
Yes.
What are you doing elsewise in your life? What are you cutting out because these airfares are costing you more than you'd expected?
Stuff for them is certainly one thing. You know, we don't go on vacations. We don't buy as fancy clothes. We don't buy as many things to play with at home. We have older cars. We don't drive around as much. We don't go to the movies.
You're remarried now, yes? That's why you're living in Pennsylvania and the girls are in California.
I'm remarried now, yes, and my wife's family are in Pennsylvania. Although I have to say, we came here in large part because of another economic reason, which was high real estate prices in California.
Well, I just wonder if this isn't some kind of a strain on your relationship now with your wife, because you're spending an awful lot of money on the kids, right? I mean, this is a financial burden.
It's certainly hard on all of us. It's a big chunk of money that goes out the door every month that we could be saving for college, purchasing a better home, getting ahead on debt.
So what do you budget each year for travel for your kids and for yourself to fly back to see them?
I'm budgeted about $750 a month, which I think works out to about $8,000 or $9,000 a year.
I just wonder what you thought this was going to cost you when you decided to move back to Pennsylvania and how that compares to what it actually is costing you.
It seemed like it would cost me no more than $350 a ticket at the worst times.
That's what it seemed like at the time.
Yeah, exactly. And now what's true is that $400 per ticket is the absolute rock bottom price I can find. So my worst case scenario is now my baseline scenario.
Are the girls coming for Christmas this year?
They certainly are. I mean, that's one of the things that brings stress to the family, but that we're going to do no matter what.
Are you already shopping for Christmas airline tickets?
Oh, definitely.
What's the best rate you can find right now for Christmas season travel between Los Angeles and Pittsburgh?
It seems like I might be able to get it in for about $650 a ticket.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Joel Rising lives outside Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. His daughters live near Los Angeles, California. Joel, his wife, his ex-wife, and his kids all know what the rising cost of airfares means. Joel, thank you.